Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
92.9 Podcasts powered by Action 24/7. Tennessee's only local legal sports book. Bet now at Action247.com.
His wife's doing it now.
So they haven't wanted to be transparent for months now. I really don't think the outrage this has caused is gonna convince them to be transparent now.
It's funny how the Gruden comes out the most punished out of all that Washington investigation.
Yes,
right. Because for Snyder, $10 million is a drop in the bucket.
Yes,
that's nothing. You happily pay that
franchise worth like $5 million.
Yes, we'll say my wife's running it, so I'm away from the day to day. Like that's easy. Nothing for him. You know, the money
and
keeps
then Bruce,
rolling in. There's no punitive damage, and like there was, you know, in Gruden's case where
it sounds like Bruce Allen has been kind of blackballed from the league too. Like he's never gonna be part of the league.
I can't imagine he would be.
So I would love to see the victim because that Washington case stems from like them like being real slimy with the cheerleaders,
sexism
and like. Sort of implying to them at different parties, like, hey, you should go. This guy's like one of Snyder's friends, and you should maybe show him a good time, you know? Yeah. And like watching videos of like they did like a
the cheerleaders
photo shoot, and like people in the office weirdly watching the behind the scenes video that was like taken without the cheerleaders' permit. Like, there's some real like the whole culture was like horrendous. And they say they've changed. Now, a lot of people lost their jobs there in Washington, but like ultimately, the guy who was in charge of it all, Dan Snyder,
the guy at the top, who was allowing it all to occur,
has not really suffered much from what, because he was never really directly implicated in anything. And if he doesn't have an email address, I don't know if he's going to be directly implicated, even if they release 650,000 emails.
Yeah, you're stuck, man. You're stuck. Everything's on landline with Daniel Snyder. Real quick before we get you out of here, why is everybody in Memphis sports allergic to telling the truth about injuries?
Well, I actually think the Dylan Brooks one is a little different because they do explain it. Because we have seen video of him practicing and dunking. If you read the release they sent out, and they'll have to, maybe they can set the record completely straight. But from when I read it, it read as we were taking him in to the – it was like basically the end process
and the
when you're coming
said,
back yeah. and you go in for a final x-ray, and the x-ray didn't read what the doctor said it should. And it said, you know what? You've been practicing on this for 3 or 4 weeks or whatever during training camp, and it looks like, you know, you should take a few weeks off. Because the bone isn't healing properly now that you're starting to use it or something like I read it as that more than I don't think this is quite the same as
Silverfield
the Gunnell thing with Silverfield or frankly like recently the Earl Timberlake thing with Penny.
Well, I mean I'll even excuse like Penny didn't lie.
No, I mean Earl was clearly close.
Well, I wasn't there for the conversation with John Rothstein, where John Rothstein then tweeted Earl Timberlake is 100% clear.
Oh, okay. Now you're right. Now you're exactly
John
right.
John Rothstein tweeted that Penny Hardaway said Earl Timberlake is 100% cleared for practice. And I remember when he tweeted it, I texted Munz. I go, is that true? And he goes, well, like, and then when we went back and like Penny never said that
this
to
was
the
August
local.
Night.
Yeah, Penny never said that to the local media. I would say. And it was
Pro Day was just his third official practice, right?
Yeah.
So clearly he was not ready to go August 9th.
So that one, and then the Gunnell one was, you know, very clearly like he was not, he was hurt.
Well, and Toppert told us that same day, like the day before, that he was fully healed. Mm-hmm. You know,
well, right. See, at least that's at least but, that gives you some wiggle room. Yeah, fully healed. Yeah. Fully
I mean,
healed.
He was doing drills and stuff. He just hadn't been cleared for contact.
Oh, by the way, he
and
had
then
neck
he's cleared
surgery.
For contact at Pro Day.
Yeah.
Now the neck surgery came before Rothstein, though, right?
I'm assuming yes.
Yeah, because they said that was 2 months ago.
Yes.
Well, I am though a little like ultimately, I do think this is not like an insignificant thing with Dylan because. You were kind of banking on him, maybe not being the Dylan Brooks of the playoffs last year, but being the Dylan Brooks of the second half of last year.
Yes, yes, yes.
And he's been the last couple years a slow starter, and I do worry, like, he's had not a ton of work this offseason because of this injury,
right.
And now he's missing the beginning of the season. It, you know, I do think it it's certainly going to – I think we're going to be waiting probably a month or two for Dylan Brooks to really look like Dylan Brooks if he comes back in 2 to 3 weeks.
That's a big blow. That's a big blow for the Grizzlies.
No, you saw in the playoffs last year, unless Jaren, you know, you're hoping you're getting a jump in production from Jaren. So that will help,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you compare it to the playoffs. But yeah, you don't have Jonas. Like Dylan at the end of the year was like a.
Oh, he was like he was your second best
player.
You
know, you were counting on him for 20 points a game.
And
he was
and
having
to lead defensively. Defense.
Yeah, and lead you yes. defensively. And now, you know, Melton is a really good defender. But he can't go guard LeBron.
No.
Right.
Like, and I'm not saying Dylan stops LeBron, but you can reasonably put
Dylan
him against
did
him.
An unbelievable job at the end of the regular season and in the playoffs.
You know, like if when you're playing the Clippers, like you can't put De'Anthony Melton on right. Paul George probably, but you can put Dylan Brooks on him. You know, when you're playing these,
and Dylan wants it now. Like
well,
he told
exactly.
us, he wants to be making
Dylan's
every
embracing it in a way
other
that
guy's
De'Anthony,
a nightmare.
You know,
for
yeah,
him,
yeah.
That night
but De'Anthony is a really like De'Anthony can cover the best guard, but like. He can cover up for Ja not being able to cover the best guard. He
yep.
can't cover up for
that's right.
Dylan's presence defensively. So, yep. you know, you're going
to. I guess this means we're going to see potentially, you know, more Zaire than we thought early on.
Potentially, yeah. I would say, you know, I think here's what I would say. He's going to get a chance to soak up those minutes. But if he's looking like a rookie, I could see them going
somebody
with like Conchar
especially
or something
early.
Like someone they like know what they're gonna get from on a night to night basis. But yes, he will get a chance.
I hate to be cynical
he would get
about
a chance.
This, but I really have. I just see it. You know, like I have a feeling that Grizzlies fans are just going to be so underwhelmed. / dissatisfied with Zaire in the first 2 months, 3 months of this season.
I just think you need to hope. What I think you want for him this year. Is to more often than not be part of the 10-man rotation on this team. I'm not saying he's going to go through stretches where he falls out of the rotation because he's a 18, 19-year-old rookie,
yep.
and he's going to go through like
Damn.
He's going to go through like a couple week, 3 week spell where he's like non-existent. But like if you can have him be like a useful player off the bench over half the games, I think that's the goal for him this year. And like year two, you start to worry about. You know, okay, is he, you know, producing,
yep.
you know, numbers? You know, is he giving you what you were drafting him to be?
Mm-hmm.
Are you starting to see it? This year, I think you just want him to be in the 10-man rotation, you know, as much as possible and be like a solid guy off the bench more often than not.
Yeah, you know, Grizz fans aren't patient though, and they've seen too much success right off the bat. To
well, it probably depends on how the team's doing. If the team, let's say the team is like, you know, struck. You know, let's say the team is playing like under 500 basketball. You know, like they're 4 or 5 games under 500. They're kind of clawing for the 10 spot, but they're on the outside looking in. Like I think fans are going to be more impatient in that scenario because. You're a little bit like, mm-hmm. come on, what, you know, this team's underperforming a little bit, could really use this guy. But, or if they're playing 5 games above 500 and they're comfortably in the play-in and fighting for,
right.
you know, that bye, that 6 seed, you know, that changes, I think, how you view Zaire Williams' right. role on the team. I don't think you care as much if he doesn't do much if you're fighting for that 6 spot anyways. You start going, man, and next year, if Zaire's like matured or whatever, you know, like that mm-hmm. sort of thing. So I think it also depends on how well the team plays, how the fan base reacts to what Zaire Williams does.
Mark, man, appreciate the team
appreciate
as
you,
always,
brother.
And the time, man. Thank you,
thank you,
thank you guys.
Yep.
He is Mark Giannotto. Catch him on Giannotti and Jeffrey every afternoon from 2 until 4. We'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. We're going to be joined by Matt Babcock at 125. Talk all things Memphis Pro Day with him. Stick around. Jason and John.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
FM, ESPN.
Now, it's the Rundown, presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
This Memphis basketball team, which earlier today was picked number 2, or at least as it was released by the AAC, in the AAC preseason poll done by a vote of the league's coaches, picked behind Houston. The overall vote was actually pretty close. I think it was 98 points to 92. Memphis was close there. But Houston, 8 first-place votes, 3 first-place votes for Memphis, putting it second behind Houston. That team will be in somewhat of action tonight down at Memphis Madness, obviously at FedEx Forum, starting, I believe, festivities begin at 7 o'clock. And one of the, I think, most important people in the building, and we'll see how important it ends up being.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody that a lot of folks are going to have eyes on tonight in terms of, well, what did you think, is going to be on DeJuan Wagner Jr. How about this?
Wani Jr.
This
never,
is crazy.
It just makes
has
you feel
old. Has it
been
that long? Yeah.
Makes you feel old because, frankly, Brad, the answer is it has not been that long. It was 2001-02. It was Cal's second year, and he got Wani Wagner, who averaged 21.2 points per game that season, actually averaged about 4 assists too, end up going number 6 in the draft. Now, that Memphis team, if you remember to the year, again, it was Cal's second.
Was that Cal's first big get too?
Ended up winning the NIT. Yeah, I mean, hadn't Wani scored 100 points in a high school game before he got him?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was a big deal. And so, yes, it was big, and it was only Cal's second year. And so, yeah, I think at that time, clearly it was. You're talking about a guy that went number 6 in the draft.
Wow.
To the Cleveland Cavaliers. Had a hell of a season, was an AP All-American honorable mention, and made a bunch of, including Sporting News's, All-American All-Freshman teams. Remember, only played the 1 year. This was 2001-02, so he ended up playing it at the Pyramid. Remember, Tigers didn't get into to the Forum until a few years later. And you will have his son, who was the number one ranked recruit in the class of 2023, and probably should have said this, most have pegged as a Kentucky guy, a guy who's going to go play for Cal. I think the crystal ball right now is at 100%. It's fantastic for Memphis to get him in here for Madness, because frankly, and to get him in here for a visit, because frankly, I feel like it's a free swing again.
Mm-hmm.
Most folks have this guy locked to go to Kentucky. If you can get any movement at all, or just really having him here, the number one player in the country, again, it's news. And then maybe, like we say, you can never count out Penny when you're, you know, in terms of jumping in on these kids, even when they're lean somewhere else, you can never count him out. And as I suppose having Wani Jr. in this case here for Madness for what should be a show tonight, can only help you, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, that's
can't
what
hurt you, because you never thought you were going to get him in the first place.
I mean, that's it is still the, you know, I mean, you and I were there at Pro Day, so we kind of got the gist of this team in terms of preseason scrimmages. So
yeah,
it won't, anything that happens tonight won't be a revelation to us. But look, there for so many, you know, players who have not seen the environment. And look, it's been 2 years since Memphis has been able to have an environment like anybody, right? It's been 2 years since. And so I actually think there's a chance because of, you know, the last few seasons because of impacted by COVID, like you could get, you know, swept away a little bit, right, by the sights and sounds and the fans and everything like that. Like,
it doesn't look like it's going to be full to the top. Look like there were still some tickets available. Do you?
Do you think it'll be that kind of scene is the only reason I'm asking, not whether or not all you have
yeah, I think it'll still be. I don't know if it'll be like, you know, fire marshal type stuff. But, yeah, it'll be 16,000 strong. I think having it on a Wednesday probably will impact that a little bit.
I wondered about that.
I mean, it naturally, you know, people are going to be like, man, do I really want to be downtown until X, Y, and Z on a Wednesday? You know, like we all have those thoughts as adults. You know what I mean? Especially if families.
So, I will say, doesn't it seem like it's moved pretty quickly with Penny in terms of the actual getting to it? It hasn't dragged. I don't think it has, and not in previous where it doesn't seem like under him where it's going on and on and on and on. So hopefully, again, for a guy like Winnie Wagner Jr., I think father played here. You know, at that time you had his father Milt on staff, and at this point I think Penny Hardaway's got everything going for him as much as going for him. Minus the NCAA tournament appearances as Kentucky's got going right now. I'm just talking about in terms of juice in college basketball.
Yep.
You know, a staff that has Larry Brown on it can boast about a staff that's got Rasheed Wallace. You got as much juice as anybody, so why not get him in the building, take the swing for the program that their father played for a year?
Yeah, I think it's perfect. I think you certainly,
even if you don't get him, it's great because again, it keeps you at the front of look at Memphis getting the top guys in for visits.
Agree completely. Now, in terms of the duration of this thing, you got to, Larry's 81. He's got bedtime. So let's not.
Oh, you're talking about tonight?
Let's not drag this.
Now you looking out for him. You used to tell us we couldn't joke about his age or that he take a little nap every now and then. You used to be the man to set us straight. Now you got the jokes about Larry taking a nap. Larry in there working is what we've seen.
But what we can't have happen, and we don't need Larry to be nodding off on the bench about 9:45. The 6-7 performers. The fifth one comes out, Larry's kind of losing steam.
John, he's going to get down in the defensive stance like he did for those pro days y'all went to.
Larry Brown is amazing.
I don't know, I think John's, for tonight, I think Larry,
kind of sit
if he had his way, let him. He'd just rather get to practice tomorrow. You know what
I'm
saying?
Are they going to do the smoke with Larry? You know how Penny, when he walks out, he's got the smoke, and they've got smoke running up Penny's butt, and he's on the platform.
Y'all give him some time.
Next,
no doubt.
Our assistant coach, Larry Brown.
Don't have Larry out there trying to run out there or try to, have him out there like Tubby falling down on a motorcycle. You know what I'm saying? Let him take his time.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Let him take his time. However long it takes, that's enough. Because as John always points out, he's the only man to have done what?
He is the only man to have won an NBA championship and an NCAA tournament.
So you let that man take as long as he needs to walk out there.
Soak it in. Now, I do have a little bit of breaking news.
Don't use the slogan and the tagline. I'm not going to go corporate here.
Greg Ratliff is going to be on the PA.
What happened to the other growler guy?
It's just a temporary thing. He's not able
Mac,
to. I saw this on Twitter yesterday.
This is controversial.
I still follow Greg Ratliff.
And I love Greg too.
It's not controversial, I promise. It's just Jeff has a conflict. He won't be able to. He just can't
Jeff
make
Mac?
It. Yeah. It's not, I promise that there's no quarterback controversy here. Don't worry. But Greg
does a good impression of
Greg is going to fill in. This is a big moment for Greg here.
He'll do well. He's been doing it at AutoZone. He'll be fine.
Yeah. So
a man who once beat me in a fantasy football league championship.
And a man that I once beat in a fantasy football league. That's the difference between you and me. That is a difference.
He'll knock it out of the park. I have all the faith
you
in
You fell
Greg
short
Ratliff.
At the hands of Greg Ratliff.
Don't talk about this. It's the only year you ever even made the playoffs.
I won. I'm telling you. Hopefully Memphis basketball is like me. You don't ever make the tournament, but when you do, you win it all.
To your point, this is the toughest one of the year, though, if you're in that business of PA announcing, though, isn't it? Because for games, it's just going to be starting lineup, you're doing the game, then everything calms down. But for Madness, your intros have got to be on point, don't they? I mean, and it's for every one of them. And don't you have to introduce the walk-ons, too, and there's like 21 players on the team? Then you got to do all the coaches, like Greg's doing the heavy lifting tonight.
Well, it's not hard to introduce the coaches, man. I mean, you know who the coaches are.
Oh, he's still got to scream at fool, and that's going to be 20-something names.
Larry! That's why in Devin
exactly. He's got to with five walk-ons through after 13 scholarship
players.
No,
it's a lot of work.
That's more work than our man Jeff will have during the regular season,
yes.
Where he's only doing that for five guys.
No, that's definitely true. That is a fair.
But usually they have a sideline DJ. Like they might even fly in Devin Steele for this.
Oh no, Earl
does
it.
Like,
Earl, our man Earl Harden does it.
Harden, okay,
doesn't he?
Is that who's the sideline guy?
He's been there before, and I could see it happening again. He's the hype man.
He commentates he's like the Rucker Park on the scrimmage.
Yes, like when they're doing the dunk contest.
Oh baby!
Oh baby!
Oh, baby.
Yeah, you got to have that, too. I love that.
John actually, for some reason, does that one better.
Oh, baby.
That's very good.
He's closer to how.
Yeah, I can't hear on point with it.
Earl Hardin. I miss Earl Hardin, man. Pre-pandemic. I hope they brought him back.
I hope he's back, too.
He's the hype man.
Oh, baby.
Yes.
Yeah. They can't just have a dunk contest. You have to have him there for that.
We need to bring the bluff back and have Earl on it. And we'll have Southwest Overly Shelby State full again.
Yeah, they should let Earl Hardin, no disrespect, they should let Earl Hardin be the Grizzlies PA.
He reminds us of the dude from the And-One when the professor and them were playing, right? There was a guy on the mic that's what Earl does.
It's like Rucker Park.
That's awesome.
I mean, that's just kind of how, you know, that's how he.
It gives it a whole outdoor street vibe kind
of.
No,
that's exactly right. Any other Earl besides Old Baby?
I don't remember.
It's just that one.
That's the line. That's the line.
It was.
Oh, baby!
Like, they'll have the guest judges. Who will be the guest judges today? Of course, you know, you'll have, like, the Ja.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. So I'm assuming the guest judges tonight will be
Ron. No, but Ja's in Indy. What am I talking about? They're at the Pacers. So.
Yeah, it can't be Ja tonight.
Oh, that's right.
Although, look, it's preseason.
You think they'll leave? Maybe that's why Dylan's hurt. Maybe that's why Dylan's hurt. He'll stay.
At that point, he would have been an easy get and a great get. That's fun. Somebody folks get excited about.
It'll be Ron Artest. Jermaine O'Neal.
What?
And it'll just be the whole Mounds of the Palace group.
No.
You got the whole thing basically here. You got the whole crew, you know? Who else?
Do you have any insight on this?
No. I'm not doing anything with y'all with Memphis Madness. Y'all can shove that up your ass.
I didn't mean to.
All right. That's just, I don't think I needed to say that, but I'm going to say that.
Not even judges for the dunk contest.
No, we're talking about judges here now. I'm just speculating on judges.
They'll have, Brad is right, though. You'd easily have a Grizzly down there if they were all in town.
They're all out of town, though.
You just throw all that out. You'll have some former Tigers. You have Elliot Perry and those guys.
Oh, yeah. That'll be fun.
Well, Supreme Bay won't be him this
year. It'll
be the go-to. No, it won't be Supreme Bay.
Now, when he was in town for that, was that when we got him in studio?
Supreme?
Yeah.
Very possibly.
That was the book thing.
Did those line up?
That wasn't a book thing.
Is he okay? Is he still free?
You know what? I did send him a text. I did not hear back, so I don't know.
Damn.
But I understand. I mean, just like you're not doing Tuesdays with Tony anymore, bruh. Like, I understand why you're, you know, going to be low.
Yeah, you kind of got to go out.
If there was any former Tiger that dead or alive that you could
Todd
walk.
Todmont.
Let's just say alive. That you could walk down tonight. Just walk down into the middle of the thing and say, hey, I'm here.
Wow.
Who would you bring back?
Oh, that's easy. That's an easy answer, bro.
Watch, I change. No, you want to play. I changed it to alive because the easy answer is Larry.
There's only one answer, though. I mean, you're asking me to, like, what do you want me to say? You want me to say Anthony Rice, bro.
Who's the one answer?
Anthony Rice. What do you want me to say? There's only one answer, dude. It's Keith Lee. Yeah. You want Keith Lee to come back. Come on back, Keith. You've been gone too long, man. What we got to do?
He was there a couple of years ago for Madness. They rolled him out there.
There was a Legends thing.
It was a top 50 thing. It was a 50, yeah.
But he's not back. He's not emotionally connected to that place right now.
Mm.
And he hasn't been for a long time. I mean, and that's just one of the sadder things. And I know he has his reasons, you know, but
Penny will get a great reception tonight, obviously probably the loudest. He always does. But Larry will get a
Larry
great
will get a
Larry's
huge
gonna
reaction.
Get a great reception.
Huge.
Especially from those blue hairs.
What player will get the loudest reaction?
That's a good question.
Now, you guys won't believe this. I know people who were there in 20
some more Jaden Hardaway news coming.
People in 2019 who were in attendance at Memphis Madness can vouch for this and will vouch for this. Boogie got arguably the loudest
Man,
of a
no,
he
out did. Of here with
he
that
did.
Mess.
He
Why
did.
Are you doing this?
USC loving ass out of here,
ask,
bro.
Look, he cannot help
I
himself.
If it,
it always
I, if
goes
you
back
were,
to
get
there,
the hell
you
out of
know,
here.
If you were there in 2019, you
I'm
know.
I'm so over this.
It is a fact. People
Freaking
know.
USC loving ass.
Boogie absolutely
did,
got
did, are
arguably.
Are people listening? Did y'all just text John and say y'all remember when Boogie came out?
Because he was a former
Duke commit. Man, y'all stop texting John.
People loved Boogie. He was a former Duke commit. He got a loud ass. I'm just telling you.
No, he didn't.
It was among the loud. I was there.
That is revisionist
I was
history,
there.
John.
I remember. Ask people. If you were there, tweet us. Let us know because I know you remember.
Lester
be at least one or two.
Lester's going to get a big ovation tonight.
Lester will be the DeAndre will get a big one because of what he became for this team last year. I think he's going to be up there. And then, I mean, I'm being real honest with you. You're going to get a big one on those two freshmen, on Jalen and obviously on Jalen and Imani. I think the Lawsons will get – I think Chandler and Jonathan will get loud ovations. The loudest, though, I'd imagine, going to be Penny, and then it's going to be Larry Brown.
Yeah.
Those will be the two
I can't wait till
loudest.
They blow the smoke and Larry has to walk through that whole patch of smoke thing.
Now I think about it. Rashid's going to get a hell of an ovation, too, because
massive.
All the news that made and how excited people are about having him on the staff now. Rashid's going to be up there, too.
Well,
Bonzi Wells will probably be a judge, guest judge, even though he's at LeMoyne. They'll probably haul him in there.
But he's a coach, though.
That's but it doesn't matter.
You're going to be whooping him a week from Sunday.
I mean, you got to think about it. Bonzi Wells is not that big a celeb.
He's something.
I mean, all due respect.
He is a Grizz favorite, though, fan favorite, in a weird way.
I mean, that's a little line.
You might be in a pinch because with the Grizzlies gone, you might have to, like, call up Bonzi as a former NBA guy.
Yeah, maybe.
There'll be a rapper there also judging.
I'm pretty sure Elliot Perry will judge, and one of the performers, I'm sure will end up being a judge. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you're gonna have to do double duty, man? The budget took a hit for COVID or something, man. We can't get somebody for the dunk contest. Come on, man.
Judges?
Yeah.
They never pay judges.
No talent.
You just have a Grizzly and some former Tigers.
It'll be like that.
You don't pay the judges. You pay the performer. All that money goes to the performer. That's where it's gone.
Yeah.
Here lately.
Right. Whoever's in town.
The budget's been for the performer.
Can you just come to judge some
dunks?
Man,
bring Kelly Wise on out and have that man judge the dunk contest Tigers, man.
Absolutely, man.
Bring back John's man Anthony Rice. Bring Burks out. Burks okay.
Collection. Burks good, man.
Is he recovered?
Yeah. What you mean?
Is Burks okay and recovered from the little news we saw on him?
Brad, he was shot like 15 years ago.
Oh.
No, you're thinking about another Tiger.
There wasn't recent.
Now, Burks was actually shot. That was a while back. Another Tiger was shot, at least that was the word here, recently in Andre Allen. You're thinking about. What I was talking about, John, was Burks had a little bit of news.
We were never worried about that.
Well, because you was over there or whatever.
I wasn't over there. Don't be trying to implicate me, man.
All you want to talk about is me and that Super Box all the time. We can't talk about how much you love Burks and
I do love Burks. Burks, my guy. Poker Palace.
Burks.
Oh, that was the news story.
Yeah.
Burks, that's what I'm talking about, Brad. You getting there. Burks, Poker Palace.
He's getting here.
Yeah.
Who was the guy from Channel 3 that went off on the social media trying to get at him?
Oh, no, he'll actually be a judge tonight, Luke Jones.
Luke Jones will be the other judge. That's exactly right.
He said he's going to wear his high waters. He's going to wear his little Walmart dickies out there. No, Brad's getting here. It's a satellite.
I'm a listener.
But we're getting here.
To his point, I mean, the two guys were shot there, is what it seemed like, crazily enough. Yes.
Memphis Madness.
Memphis Madness, yes.
Somebody's going to stream that somewhere, I'm sure.
Well, hello then.
And you could watch all the proceedings.
Tubby won't be watching.
Tubby will not be watching.
Next story.
I'm top five and all of them die line. Dylan Brooks, unfortunately.
Yeah, I didn't like this news.
This sucks, man.
Not going to be available for, according to the Grizzlies, the first 2 to 3 weeks. Now, apply Grizz-isms to that 2 to 3 weeks. They're basically saying that Dylan Brooks will not be available for the first 2 months of the season. Right, you have to tack on the extra 4 weeks with any Grizzlies injury. I hope that is not the case, but at least 2 to 3 weeks, Dylan Brooks is going to be out for the Memphis Grizzlies. Now,
are you buying what Harrington and Giannotto are selling here in this last? That's not so much a misleading in terms of the injury.
I mean, that's fine.
But the doctors have slowed things down. They thought he was at one point and not.
Look, I'm not gonna take anybody to task over this. Right, like I'm just not. It's not that big of a deal.
No, the bigger story here is that you're not going to have Dylan.
No, I'm more focused on that. Yeah, like Dylan Brooks, I think people are underselling the impact and the importance of Dylan Brooks on this team, and especially when you are trying to incorporate new people into it, like Steven Adams in for Jonas Valanciunas. That was already going to be a major blow in terms of offensive production, and now you're losing your second-leading scorer in Dylan Brooks for at least the first 2 to 3 weeks of the season. I think this makes it very difficult for the Memphis Grizzlies coming out of the gate. Now, it's an 82-game season, and it's going to be, if he is back in 2 to 3 weeks, like they say, then it's fine. It's fine, and they'll ultimately.
It's a reevaluation right now after 2 to 3 weeks, right?
I'm going to err on the side of it won't be 2 to 3 weeks, right? I think this is a blow for the Grizzlies, especially as you're trying to, duplicate and potentially even improve on what you did last season, winning the play-in tournament, getting two playoff games at home. I think this makes that journey much more difficult this go-around, because it's not even just what Dylan Brooks brings on the offensive side. I'm really more focused on what he does for you defensively, and I think this makes it very, very hard for you in the first month plus of the season. I just think you're going to get eaten alive defensively without Dylan Brooks.
Melton's decent. That is not Ja's strength, to your point. And
so, like, I mean, look, they're going to be competitive. They're going to win games because of Ja Morant. But yeah, like you're going to be losing. You're losing a lot with Dylan Brooks out for 2 to 3 weeks. You just are.
Well, you're losing a guy who's trying to be on an NBA all-defensive team. So there's a big difference between that and then what you're going to have to replace him. So John's right. I mean, it's almost because you felt like it's about to not just from a, you know, from a how he could slow down the other team's best players, but from a reputational standpoint as well. You heard it with Dylan. Like, he was embracing this idea of going out and being a stopper every night and looking forward to being a nightmare, like he said, for the other team. Like, you were going to have that early on. That's – you lose that. You also lose – remember, this isn't just now. He didn't play for, what, 2 months this offseason? Yep. While Ja and Jaren are running pick and rolls and going out and putting out dunk videos, Dylan's not playing. And we talked about – we laughed at Zion with the foot – and the difference it made for him. Now with Zion, you're putting on weight every day, and physically there's a bigger difference. But with Dylan, you weren't playing, and that's the point. You want a guy healthy and playing as you go into the season. Now that's not going to start, right? And he's a slow starter as it is anyway,
yep,
until on deeper. And so that's a setback. And it's not just, to your point, even offensively and defensively for Dylan. It's having him in there so that whoever's going to start at the two, because Dylan eventually is going to be your starting three once he's healthy,
yep,
that the other guys get comfortable around him, right? That you get Jaren back in the starting lineup used to playing with Dylan, who, yeah, this one's my turn, this one's his turn. That's what you lose as well, is the other guys getting comfortable with Dylan in the lineup, particularly Jaren, who was out for so much last year. You know, whoever, again, whether it's Bane or Melton that's going to play the two-spot for him, that guy getting comfortable next to Dylan, none of that happens as well. It all gets pushed back. And so, you know, how could this affect the number of wins this season? Of course it could.
Yep.
I mean, it you know, for as close as it was for the Grizzlies last year, it might be the sort of number of wins that could keep you in or out of a play-in, possibly.
Absolutely, yes.
It's not great news. You'd hope he was a little further along, especially when he tells you that, yeah, I feel good, the hand feels good, but you know the Grizzlies are going to be as cautious as possible with these things. So
yep,
you'd rather have him for the long term, do what you got to do. But, yes, it's an unfortunate bit of news for the Grizzlies.
Yeah, I mean, because if you sort of just look at
– yeah, Portland early, right? You always want him on Dame, making it hard on him. Dame hates playing.
Yeah, look, you're playing the Clippers, the Trailblazers, the Warriors, the Heat, the Nuggets twice. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are your
some teams
first,
you
like,
can really
games
use them against.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be – I mean, the Grizzlies are going to start potentially, right, 2-6.
Now, we always seem to underestimate.
I know, but look at this. Look at
the
schedule, though.
I do think that Bane being in the starting lineup is going to help a lot. And I think that his shooting and I think what I've seen in the preseason, they could do better than that.
Like, I'm not worried about the offensive piece. I'm just not.
That defensive dog part.
Yeah, I think you're I think you're giving up a lot there. I think there are questions about how they're going to replace Jonas offensively. I think that's not getting discussed enough. I think we just assume we want to be positive and say everything is going to be great there, and you know, Jaren's going to step up and he's going to make 40% of his threes. We can't necessarily assume that. Hopefully he will, but we have to still see it before you know, we go crazy. So I think it adds more questions. I think it just adds. This is a season of great questions in my mind with this Grizzlies team. You know, can they do what they did last year and get back to the play-in despite sort of all the turnover and the shuffling of the roster? You need as much continuity as you can get. That is, to me, because that's ultimately what you have to have. You need to have Ja and Dylan and Steven Adams and Jaren out there on the floor as much as you possibly can, and this is a blow in that. And so I hope you're not just sort of on marbles all year long, trying to get guys in, shuffling. That's the nature of the NBA, but it does add a challenge for the Memphis Grizzlies with Dylan Brooks out for 2 to 3 weeks at least.
Next story.
You see Ben Simmons has passed his physical and all that. I guess he's going to be back, John, at least for the time being. They're trying to work this out. It's been a surprise to some. We talked about it earlier on this week. Seems like to me Ben realized, look, I'm losing close to $1 million here. I may as well be, you know, get my tail back on in. And listen, a lot of this is pride. Let's just be real. I mean, Ben felt burned by last year Doc Rivers, obviously Joel Embiid at the end of the year, where his flaws were exposed for all of the world to see. Like, we get it. The other thing on this, though, is they're your flaws. Like, you can sit there and feel a certain kind of way about Doc and Joel, and yeah, I would tell you they unnecessarily threw you under the bus, but the flaws are all real, and the fear that you have is real, and that's on you. And so at some point you got to go in and face it, especially when it's costing you the kind of money it is. Now, I still think, you know, Ben clearly wants to be traded. I think it gets there, but you're not helping your leverage or anything else, your money not being there. So that makes sense that he's back. He wised up, mature up. I mean, again, so much of this is on you yourself. He'll be ineligible to participate in team-related activities until Friday at the earliest. He's got to get through the NBA health and safety protocols, but Simmons, at least for now, seems like he'll be back. We'll see for how long. I still am not buying that he is there at the end of the season. They get this thing all worked out. All of that said, did you see some of this, looking around the rest of the NBA? You see, they're talking to Anthony Davis and LeBron James the other day, and when they're switching out, LeBron's coming off the podium, and Anthony goes on what they were talking about.
What?
The end of Squid Game.
I'm not there, buddy. I'm not there yet. I made it through episode four yesterday.
They discussed it loud, so I won't mess you, but they discussed it loud enough to where the press could pick it up, everything they were literally saying about the movie. LeBron's going, you know, F and F and F and F. And
he didn't like it.
We can't necessarily play the audio.
I mean, but, Jason, but I'm not that, there yet.
I'm not going to give it away. LeBron did not like it.
Did you like it?
The ending is not the best thing about the – I'll say that. Yeah, I'm not going to say I disliked it. But no, it wasn't great.
There wasn't a great big.
Now you don't. You haven't heard me say stay in it for the ending. It keeps you coming back because of how compelling the plot and the story is and the games themselves.
Right.
But yes, they were that. It's just another indication of how this thing has swept the world. Yeah. Now Netflix is big. Yeah.
There's six episodes.
Squid Game.
Interesting.
Six?
No, I think it's nine.
Nine?
If I'm not mistaken, it's nine.
Jesus. Yes. I mean that.
Dude, it's a series. What do you think?
I was hoping it was only six.
Got to call on JC for that. What do you mean?
I was hoping it was only six episodes.
What series? What shows go six episodes?
They're hour long episodes, bro. You know they're long. Come on, man.
But you have the attention span of a child.
That's not about the attention span. I got things going on in my house.
I'm just saying, if you think a series is going to be wrapped up in six, then you haven't watched a series in very long. But we know that the only thing you've watched lately is sports. We've established that.
I just feel like that's too much. It's labor intensive.
It's nine. We're not talking about. I mean, Cosby Show used to do like 22 episodes in a season.
Yeah, 30 minute episodes, right? I mean, a little easier to digest.
Okay.
You know,
you can't do an hour. Law and Order was an hour, wasn't it?
It's not that great. Squid Game is not that great to me.
How dare you?
It's not bad. It's not
Brad,
bad.
Brad, you're not going to do it because you're Apple TV all day. You're on that Ted Lasso, right?
So you're not coming over.
No, he's in a different part of the pasture. Right. There's no doubt about that.
I actually don't watch a lot of TV outside of sports either.
This ain't your cup of tea, Brad. Trust me.
Just Ted Lasso, which makes you feel good.
Yeah, I love the feeling about that show.
You would not love the feeling about this show.
I'm not a big fiction person either.
It's depraved and, it's gory. And
I don't even read fiction. Like, everything I read, biography and more historical.
Ted Lasso's fiction.
It's rare that I like it. That's why Ted is such an anomaly.
Oh, Ted Lasso is universally acclaimed. There's no doubt. As is Squid Game. Squid Game is a show
what
that everybody
the biggest,
loves.
What's
the
feeling you walk away
on Netflix?
Is it just interesting? What is the feeling you
no,
get from
you come
Squid Game?
It's a battle royale. It's about survival. It's about struggle. It's about It's the real sort of grimy, it's the real world in some ways, right? Because all these people are doing this because they have hardships at home. The main character is a guy who he's a gambler, right? Gambling addict. And he doesn't have a job. And he can't provide for his daughter. And his daughter's about to move to the United States. And in Korea, like, there is apparently a law that if the father can show that they have financial responsibility, they can keep the child in Korea. Yeah. And so that's what the guy is doing these games for.
Interesting. That sounds interesting. You've done a nice description there.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to try it.
The first episode was really good, yeah. I thought. Like, the setup was great. But, you know, it lost steam from there, in my opinion.
What have you said, four?
I'm in four.
Have they played a game yet?
Yeah, they played three or four games.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I liked Red Light, Green Light.
We just didn't get you then.
The games ain't great, the ones I've seen. Red Light, Green Light was really good, but the other games have been little, like the little sculpture game. It was interesting. It was interesting because, like, you can't crack it or whatever.
Yeah, you've seen people done memes with that with Memphis basketball, like the guys cutting out Go Tigers Go.
Oh, have they? I did.
It says it's really bloody and gory.
Well, I made that point early on. If violence ain't your thing, if you can't take it, I remember you saying that.
It's not like, how could anybody like it?
It's not bad.
There's something about it that's making it the biggest in the world is the point. So saying it's not bad, you can't do that. People are glued to this thing.
I think the Korean, you know, publicity machine, man, it's strong.
The Korean publicity machine,
bro.
And they ain't got nothing to do
with it. It's strong.
It's because America's taking this thing the way it has. That's made it blow up the way
I would give it a 7 out of 10.
Man,
so far,
crazy.
Rotten Tomatoes, 91%, 8.2 out of 10.
That's not bad.
That's his go-to stuff there.
But remember, Rotten Tomatoes, they're
that's
in
what
the
I
pockets.
Say.
They're in the pockets of all these film companies.
Google users, 96% like this TV show.
Dude, I don't dislike it.
Biggest in the world Netflix has ever had. Biggest ever.
I don't
Already doing season two.
But when it's that universal.
Anthony Davis, LeBron talking about it.
I feel like it should be. Well, they're not even winners. They're not champions. So why do we care what they're talking about? They lost in the first round to the Suns. You know?
Dude, you're talking about your king. We all know you wouldn't say that to his face.
No, I no longer reside there. I have a new kingdom.
What?
Yeah, I live in Bill's kingdom now. That's where I'm at.
Well, your other man, Tom Brady, ain't going to like that too much. He's going to show you. You moved too soon.
Yeah, well, I need them to, you know, I need them to fix some things defensively before I reside there again. You know, I am open to moving. But
this man can't even get through Squid Game. You really don't watch television. Like the fact that you couldn't, you're still like, this has been a week or so since you've been involved, right?
The fact that I've made it through four episodes should impress you.
No, it doesn't.
I feel like.
The fact that you can't, it doesn't sound like you're going to make
it through the West. I started watching on Friday. I'm already through four episodes. That's pretty good, dude. That's not bad.
Usually it sets you down. You're there for the
But Jason just
want
to talk about this so you can talk about.
I will tell you, I went over to Jason's crib about a couple years ago for that Chicago Bears playoff game.
That's the only time you've been invited because of what you did.
Yeah. What did I do? Did I just
You said he made it. You said that the kicker made the field goal.
Oh, on the video. Yeah. I did an illegal video from his house.
You also did the video.
But he missed it.
So that it would be recorded forever.
But he missed the field goal. It's like
awful.
you were like the Bengals kicker.
I am.
The Bengals kicker thought he made
it. I need to apologize for that.
One thing that wasn't on was Squid Game, so I'm not – where were you going with that?
Well, you had a 75-inch TV, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, John helped me pick that up.
My wife bought me a 75-inch TV for Father's Day this year. It changes your life
especially football on Saturday.
You can't watch
college
football
and NFL.
You can't watch another TV after you go down that path.
Yeah. John got them little TVs upstairs.
I have a 42-inch.
I mean, that's tiny compared, right?
75 inches. So, like, you see these other ones?
Tiny compared to what
Brad's
got.
Well, I don't have a lot of room up there. I don't have, like, I like to mount my TVs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't, like, I have one of those, like, slanted, you know what I'm talking about? Like, the slanted ceilings, you
right.
know?
No,
and so
you can't mount
them. You know,
it's so worth it, though,
I think downstairs I got 65.
That's solid.
I'm not on 75. I was at Costco yesterday, on
Sunday.
Oh, they're
cheap now. They're cheaper.
And he had there was like an 80 inch.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm gonna need to be held back because like this.
They're
is,
so cheap now.
I don't
they're
know.
Much
it was.
On
I
the
mean,
price
it was like $2,000.
Not the newest of the new. You can still spend a lot on a television, but you can get you a nice, large television.
No, it's true. It's
a reasonable price. And what happens is now on the rest of our house, I can't go watch the 35 or the 40-inch after you watch the 75-inch.
No, I mean, that's fair. I mean, what you have going for you is that there's so much competition in TVs, right? Like, there's a million different brands. And so, like, the supply, demand, whatever, there's not a monopoly on the brand. And you can just sort of beat your competition. Like, I used to be a TV snob where, like, I would only buy a LG HD. Or a Sony or a – but, dude, like, these TCLs, you know – they're just as good, basically. They're the Chinese brands, right? But they're just as good.
China.
And
So China good for you on a TV, but not for the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, because that's illicit.
You.
That's illicit. That's not.
No, it's not. It's sold at Walmart,
it
fool.
It is. It's wrong. It's morally wrong. Ethically, legally, in no way is it above board. And not a single way. And you know it.
They wouldn't sell it at Walmart if it wasn't above board.
They sell a lot of stuff at Walmart.
That's not above board?
Well.
Again, above board?
There's some gray area that you live in, buddy. Mm-hmm. I mean, as you know, gray is that sweatshirt you got on. It's the grayest. Anyway, what was the point about Ben Simmons?
We just did a survey of the league. Ben Simmons is back. LeBron and AD are talking about Squid Game.
They're on the show. Yeah.
Yes.
All right, well, we will come back. We're going to let Jason sort of get himself together after that scathing, honest review of Squid Game.
I thought you were going to talk about Navy-Memphis and how big a game this is tomorrow.
Oh, no, we want to save our best stuff for the day of. Yeah, we're going to save our best stuff.
Oh, okay.
It is a huge game. There's no question about that. And so Memphis football still is playing. We will get into that tomorrow here on the show. But until then, Matt Babcock is going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about Pro Day, what he saw of the Memphis roster, his takeaways, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 Turner FM, ESPN.
Guys, week six is here. Big Thursday night matchup is Bucks and Eagles. It's certainly big for one side, and FanDuel Sportsbook is about to make it even bigger for you because FanDuel's giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can start the NFL week right by winning $150 on a $5 bet. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. You know that. Plus, buy now. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid in as little as 24 hours. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. I love it because on the same game parlays, I can put together a little bet, $1, $2, $3, and win big if they all hit. And if they don't, I get the insurance. Just sign up with the promo code JSmith this week. You could win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use the promo code JSmith so they know I sent you. It's exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app, the official partner of 929 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.